Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. Joining us once again this morning, we have Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church. The Missionary Church Association continues to encourage you to be in prayer as Jamaica and indeed the world grapples with the COVID-19 pandemic. We ask that you obey the guidelines given by the authorities to reduce the risk of being infected or spreading this disease to others. As we observe the recommendations for social distancing and to stay home unless you absolutely necessary have to be out on the road, remember that whereas we may be physically separated, let us make good use of the extra time some of us have and modern technology to keep in touch, to encourage one another, and to build up each other in God's Word. This morning's broadcast is brought to you by the Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11. The pastor, Reverend Renard White, and the congregation invites you to join them for their Facebook Live service this morning at 10. Just search for them in Facebook, Tower Hill Missionary Church. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Though we tend to feel security in our salvation, we should constantly think about the lost. There are people young and old, dying and losing their souls.
Good morning, listeners. In the last broadcast, I looked at the conversion of Saul of Tarsus, the archenemy of the early church. He was targeted while on the way to Damascus by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was targeted specifically because the Lord had a mission for him. After this dramatic and one-of-a-kind intervention by the Lord, Saul of Tarsus was transformed, filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to preach with passion and zeal the very gospel that he once despised. The transformational power of the gospel was most evident in his life, this life of one who was a persecutor turned propagator. He literally abandoned it all for the sake of the call. Through his writings in the 13 books of the New Testament attributed to his authorship, as well as the record in the book of Acts, we see the life of a man totally sold out to God and committed to the great commission of Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." He proved this truth in the stark contrast of his life before Christ and his life after his encounter with Christ. I invite you to reflect with me as we look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 to 11. I chose this passage because it is what I call the introduction to the autobiography of Paul the Apostle. In it, he shares his pedigree, the futility of life without Christ, and his commitment to the cause of Christ. In doing so, he completely demolishes the law as a basis for righteousness and acceptance by God, and shows that the life of faith is the only basis, the only true basis of salvation. Let's look at Paul's pedigree. Paul claimed to have been circumcised on the eighth day, based on the ancient covenant God made with Abraham and his descendants, Genesis 17:9-14. Therefore, he was no proselyte or convert to Judaism. He was of the people of Israel, the covenant people, of the tribe of Benjamin, a namesake of King Saul, the first king of Israel. He was a member of a tribe which remained true to David's line when 10 tribes seceded. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews, a true-blooded Israelite. In regard to the law, he was a Pharisee and therefore member of the strictest sect. As for zeal, he was a persecutor of the church, showing zeal for God, though mistaken. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless, without reproach from men. All these 7 gains or credits he counted loss, not just valueless, but actual demerits, seeing their true nature in the fact that with such a past, he had been a hater of Christ. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Savior, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. He counted everything a loss for Christ's sake because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. What we see here is the denouncing of anything for which a person could claim standing before God. It is little wonder that Charlotte Elliot penned that old hymn, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and as thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." Let's look at the futility of life without Christ. In what might look like a seeming contradiction, Paul's encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road both blinded him and at the same time opened his eyes to the absolute futility of life based on one's status and attainment. He rejected self-righteousness and saw instead the sufficiency of the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed through faith. His desire was to be found in him, that is in Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Philippians 3:9. Paul's pre-Christian life demonstrated man trying to please God, attempting to work his way into God's favor. How mistaken he was. Jesus' self-revelation on the Damascus Road was a turning point for Paul. His impressive pileup of credentials was overturned and discarded like garbage. He embraced the righteousness bestowed by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ as the only foundation for a relationship with God. He wrote, "But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness." Romans 4:5. "And by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2:8-9. Have your eyes been opened to this most essential truth of the gospel? Salvation is by grace, through faith in Christ alone. If you are depending on any merit of your own, any observances, customs, or practices as a basis for your acceptance by God, you are in grave danger. The third point, Paul's commitment to the cause of Christ. Jesus told the parable of the pearl of great price in Matthew 13:44-45. "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking pearls, who, when he had found a pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it." Paul recognized that he had found the pearl of greatest price. He epitomized that merchant having found Christ, or rather, having been found by Christ, he rubbished all other gains, all other commitments, and became totally sold out to Christ. This commitment is evidenced in Philippians 3 and verse 10, the motto of Paul's life, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. What can God do with a life that is totally committed to him? The life of Paul the Apostle demonstrates this. In Acts chapter 20, verse 17 to 21, in his parting words to the Ephesian elders, he stated, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. Oh, I kept nothing back, but was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." This was total commitment of life, resources, heart, soul, strength, and mind to the service of Jesus Christ and his church. In this time of worldwide crisis, the Lord is calling on believers to forget pedigree, to reject dependence on their own merit, and to be totally sold out to living and preaching the gospel. Are you prepared to answer the call? Next week, communicating the truth of the gospel with assurance.
So go and tell the world.
Go and tell somebody.
Tell them that Jesus loves them.
He died for their sins.
Oh.
Go and tell somebody.
Soon he will come back.
It is our prayer that your hearts were blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or counsel, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. The Missionary Church Association in Jamaica has cancelled its annual conference set for April 14 through to 17, and its annual convention set for Sunday, April 19. Churches are asked to submit all outstanding reports to our head office as soon as possible. And also, the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica 70th Anniversary Awards Banquet that was scheduled for Saturday, May 30, that has also been cancelled. Thanks once again to the Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Renard White, and the congregation invite you to join them online for their Facebook Live service commencing at 10. Just look for Tower Hill Missionary Church. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.